Guys, thank you all for joining us. My name is Detective Sergeant Dana Coston, C-O-S-T-O-N. I am the Cape Coral Police Department Public Affairs Officer. I'd like to thank representatives of the media for joining us this afternoon. Also, for those of you joining us on Periscope, thank you very much. We have a quick update to give all of you in the James Marshall homicide investigation. Followed by that, I'll have Captain Lisa Barnes of our Investigative Services Bureau say a few words and then open it up to a couple of questions. Okay? Today, Cape Coral Police detectives have made an arrest in the James Marshall homicide investigation. Earlier this afternoon, after a long and technically complex investigation, detectives from the Cape Coral Police Department Investigative Services Bureau served a warrant on Matthew Christopher Marshall, who is currently incarcerated at Lee County Jail. The charges are as follows: second-degree murder, abuse of a human body, and tampering with physical evidence. This arrest marks the closure of this case, and it will now begin the process of moving through the courts. So that is the sum total of the update that I have for you this afternoon. I'm going to turn the floor over to Captain Lisa Barnes now. Let her say a couple of words, and then you guys, if you have any questions, can feel free to ask.
Thank you.
Just give us 1 second, just to adjust.
Sorry.
This was a very long and complex investigation, and we want to take the opportunity to thank a lot of agencies that helped us. The Lee County Sheriff's Office helped us with their dive in marine unit. The Sarasota Canine Search and Rescue Team was integral in helping us, as well as our partnership with the State Attorney's Office to bring this case to a successful conclusion. From the Cape Coral Police Department, I want to take this opportunity to thank Sergeant Bennett Walker, who led the team, as well as the lead detective, Detective Kurt Grau. I'll take any questions that anybody has at this time.
The abuse of a body charge, can you elaborate on what that involves?
The body was dismembered in this case.
And I believe that's the first time that the police department's publicly stated that?
Correct, but it's...
Dismembered, can you provide any more details?
I don't want to go into more specifics than that at this point.
Can you explain? Can you say where the body was discovered? Where exactly?
Not too far from the condo complex.
Was it in the wooded area across from the canal in the back there?
Okay. Do you know the particulars of the case, why the son might have done that to his wife?
I do not. I cannot give you that answer. I do not know the why behind this. I only know the how.
Can you talk a little bit about the process? I know this was a very intensive investigation, so can you give us a little perspective for viewers at home who don't understand what investigation like this requires?
Right. This was a very labor-intensive and forensically-based investigation. We had a crime scene in one place. We had another crime scene where the body was located, and there was a lot of forensics and a lot of DNA testing that had to go into this, which takes time. So we took a lot of time putting this case together. There was a lot of interviews, a lot of witnesses, a lot of canvassing that needed to be done in this case, a lot of technical stuff with IP addresses and computers and all kinds of things. So that's why it took so long to get to this point.
Now, I know that friends and families I've spoken to tell me that he might be schizophrenic or some kind of mental disability. Can you confirm any of that?
I don't know any of that. I have not seen any medical records.
I know a search warrant was, they were searching for records, library records of his past.
Correct.
How did that play into an investigation? What did you find?
It was another avenue. I don't believe we got anything from that search warrant, but it was one of many that were served in this case.
Can you talk a little bit about other...
We did a lot of digital search warrants on this case, and even the crime scene, the initial crime scene in the condo was held for almost a week, just going back and collecting evidence and re-looking at things. But we didn't get anything from that particular search warrant.
The crime scene in the condo, they lived together, correct?
Correct.
So apart from the body discovered in the woods, can you go into any kind of detail as to what was discovered inside the...
No, at that point I cannot go that specific.
We know that Matthew was arrested just a couple days after...
Correct.
Father was reported missing for using his father's credit card at Backstreet Sports
Correct.
Bar. And so he's been in custody for weeks and weeks while this investigation was unfolding. Can you go into it all, how that may have been an advantage to the investigation having him in custody for a separate charge while you were investigating this other?
I don't know that it was an advantage. It was just the way that it fell. He had committed that particular crime and had not made bail on that. But it didn't help us in any, or hinder us in any specific way.
Can you explain what the police department has been doing over the course of these few weeks with Matthew in custody? Explaining like the any interviewing that's been done. I mean, how often would you meet with him and talk?
We have not. He has declined to speak with us, and we have not spoken with him at the jail.
So he hasn't spoken at all?
That's correct.
Okay. So how do you guys tie him to this murder?
I'm not going to go into a lot of that specifics yet. But it was done with a lot of expertise from Detective Grau. There was a lot of forensics evidence that needed to be analyzed, a lot of electronic data that needed to be analyzed, and that's how they were able to tie it all together.
Okay. Captain, I know you have a meeting to go to. I'll finish up here.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
That really concludes the bulk of our update today. I know that you all will probably be obtaining copies of the warrant application. I believe there's about a 30-page or more than 30-page probable cause affidavit that is accompanying that. That will have the lion's share of any details that you'll want that might address some of those questions. So thank you very much for coming. And if you have any additional questions, please follow up with me this afternoon via email, and I'll answer them for you.
One more, and you might have already addressed this. Can you just explain briefly, you know, how this works from here on out?
At this point, it's just like any other arrest. This is now in the hands of the state attorney's office and the courts. So, thank you very much for coming, everybody. And for those of you joining us on Periscope, thank you. My name is Detective Sergeant Dana Costin, signing off for the Cape Coral Police Department.
Do we have any specific requests for that, or can we just say, can we have it?